Sometimes it's good to wait, and God rewards us when we wait. And we see this in the wonderful story of Simeon and Anna waiting for Jesus. There are so many things that we hope for and we wait for. I hope that one day Crystal Palace will win the Premier League. I used to hope that one day I would score the winning goal for England in the World Cup. I hope. She hopes that she will get a better job someday, that that family rift will be healed, that those problems will be sorted out. She hopes. He hopes that just one day things will get a little bit better, a vague hope against hope. I hope, she hopes, and he hopes. And so we hope, and so we wait. But God, in his grace and mercy, comes through for us when we hope and we wait for the right thing. Some things that we hope for are just crazy. It's never going to happen. Some things that we hope for are very vague and very wispy. Other things that we hope for express our deepest longings, and we may express them before God. But when we hope and we wait for the right things, God comes through for us. And what we see in this reading is that Jesus is worth waiting for. And there are so many signs here in the reading that we had that Jesus is absolutely wonderful. We see the presence and the activity of the Holy Spirit leading and guiding Simeon. And we also see in the words that he says that Jesus is absolutely wonderful. We heard the reading from Lucy, and there were a number of things that Simeon says that talks about how tremendous Jesus is. And I wonder if you can remember what some of the things are. That surprised you, didn't it? That's not just a question that I'm going to move on from. Are there any things that you can remember in terms of what Simeon says about Jesus? You can put your hand up. You can shout it out. It's okay. What does Simeon say about Jesus? Presence will be divisive. So that's an interesting one. So in the New International Version, which is what we have here in the church, it talks about how a sword will pierce Mary's heart. So there is going to be sorrow and sadness, and there will be a sort of rising and falling amongst Israel. So Jesus, this baby, this child, is going to be divisive in Israel, and he still divides people today. Anything else? Yeah. Okay, so Jews and Gentiles. So those who were Jewish people and those who weren't Jewish people. This is going to be for all people. So this baby, this child, is potentially for all who will receive him. Anything else? You can have a look if you like. Anything else? I'm just seeing if there's someone with a hand up. Yes, Rhoda. So the Lord's Christ. So that he's waiting for the Christ to appear. And this is clearly the fulfillment of this. And Christ, a word meaning anointed one, Messiah, someone who was going to come and save his people. And it talks about salvation as well. There are a few other things, but I guess those are the things that are at the real heart of this. Talks about a dawn coming, a revelation, that sense of a light. And Jesus, this child, this Saviour, this Christ, this Messiah, coming as a light. And it's so exciting, and it's so wonderful, and it's so challenging. That word glory is there as well. And glory in the Bible, there is that sense of weight, something that is really, really weighty and wonderful. And just to think about that for a moment, the glory and the wonder of Jesus. This is something that is so important. This is something that is an absolute game changer as far as people and the whole world is concerned. Jesus is coming. There's going to be division, but for those who receive him, for those who believe in his name, there is light and there is life and there is salvation and there is glory. It's absolutely wonderful. And so Jesus is worth waiting for. Jesus is not someone who will disappoint. Jesus is not someone who will fail to turn up. Jesus is someone who comes to us in his grace and his mercy. And he is well worth the wait. And the wonderful thing is that now that Jesus has come, there is a sense that we don't have to wait, because Jesus is here. Jesus is there in the Bible. We see that he's arrived. We see that he's come. And we can believe that in our hearts, and we can receive the greatest gift. Now, it would be a bit silly if we were waiting and we were waiting for a wonderful gift, and then that gift arrived and we failed to receive it. We failed to open it. God has come to us in Jesus Christ, the greatest gift, the one who saves us, the one who comes into our lives and brings light and life. And we can receive that gift. We don't need to wait. And as we receive that gift, and as we recognize how great and how wonderful Jesus is, we are called to live our lives differently. He gives us the power and the strength to go on and to wait for the things that are really, really important. Sometimes we have a focus on things that are not so important. You know, football is great and it's one of God's good gifts. But is it really, really so important? It's hard for me to say this, but it's true. It's actually not so important. And there are many things that we wait for, many things that we focus on that are not so important. And yet Jesus, the greatest gift, is a game changer for us. And it just leads us to hope and to wait for better things. As we read the Bible, as we reflect on God's will for us, we recognize that we're called to commit and to wait for things that are really important, things that are to do with him, things that he calls us to be and do, loving one another, reaching out with the glorious message of the Christian hope. And on New Year's Eve, as we reflect on the coming of a new year, perhaps God is asking us to change our priorities. Perhaps God is asking us to make new commitments and to hope and to wait for different things. We wait for Jesus and we receive the greatest and the most wonderful gift. And as we receive that gift, our priorities change and we're called to hope and to wait and to work for different things.